This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
First lie of the day. We haven't even started case or no case yet. I'm Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks, and the first lie of the day was with your host, Fred Penny. Mr. Penny, on assignment today, I'm Todd Kuhn, and I will be sitting in the big chair for part of it. I think Denise can sit in the big chair for a little part of it as well. She just gave me that. You didn't tell me that before we came on the air. How are you doing, Denise?
I'm doing great. Good to be back, but I know what you guys were doing when I was gone.
Uh-oh.
Where's Fred?
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, where is
Fred? Where's Fred?
How do you know what it is we were doing while we were gone? Were you listening to the show?
Well, yes, but that's not how I got the clue. I come in, I sit down on my spot, and there is donut stuff all over where I sit. So I think you guys did it on purpose. Who sat in my spot?
Nobody sat in your spot. That is where the donut box was placed because nobody was sitting there. I mean, look, I'm not going to put it in front of me.
And just say you're at a feeding frenzy. Just imagine there's a bunch of donut piranha out there, and in come the donuts, and it's all wiggly tails and licking of lips. It was delicious.
Tal came in to get a donut. You'll notice he only got 9 fingers left. So, you know, it's like swimming in the middle of a chum bucket at the time.
But very much worth the effort.
And that smooth voice that you hear there is none other than Cal Hunter. Mr. Hunter, how are you?
I'm well, thank you so much. I had a delightful drive here to the studio. We live in probably one of the most beautiful parts of the country, and I get to experience a beautiful sunrise every Saturday. It was gorgeous out there today. Of course, it's going to be 110 degrees. I won't think that when I'm driving home.
So when you experience, here's a trivia. When you experience the beautiful sunrise, as you're driving in your vehicle, is assuming that the beautiful sunrise is not behind you, is it in front of you? Is it to your
left
and to your right?
To my left.
So if it is to your left,
I'm driving south.
Yes. Yeah, I was.
And I put the little, put that little visor deal over there to block it. That never works. I had a Lincoln Town Car one time that had a visor and another little mini visor that you could fold down from that, and that worked. But my Ford Fusion, my little Econobox hybrid, not so much.
Doesn't it have like another little thing you can pull out of it?
No, it's not what mine's. It's a nice enough car, but I'm thinking just a piece of cardboard and some gaffer's tape, and I'll be fine.
Now you're getting into Todd Kuhn territory. You give me some silly putty, duct tape, and some baling wire, I can fix just about anything.
That's right.
Yeah, what I was going for with that, though, was you ever heard, what's the trivia question? You're in a house, the house got 4 walls, every wall has a window, every window faces south, a bear walks by, what color is the bear?
Goldfish.
What color is the bear?
Well, is it a black bear or a brown bear?
Oh, I just asked you that's the question. What color is the bear? A bear walks by, you're in a house, there are 4 walls in the house. You know, typical house. Every window in the house faces south. A bear walks by. What color is the bear? That's the trivia question.
It's a polar bear. It's not a polar bear. It's a polar bear. Yes, it's white.
It's white. There you go. Yeah. It's a polar bear. Because the only place you could be on the earth where you have windows on 4 walls, and each wall has a window, and they all face south, is if your house was...
at the South Pole.
On the North Pole.
I mean, North Pole, excuse me. So then you got a polar bear coming by. That's it. That's all you got.
Yes.
And, of course, we all know that was a... someone listen, driving in their cars now using their one free hand to scratch their head going, what?
And the other free hand to reach for the dot.
What's the remote for the stereo?
Folks, we have a lot of stuff to cover today. Some interesting things going on in the world of the law. Things happening all over the country. And let's see, what do we got here? Oh, who is it? Lori Loughlin. Fallen on hard times, has had to sell the house and downsize. We're going to cover what they are dealing with. Good heavens, the travesty. I mean, I hope they'll be okay. What else do we have? Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, more on that saga.
Oh, so some interesting things here. And an interesting, not a twist, but I think we've covered this before, about the way they're handling the case in an effort to keep information about the case out of the public domain. I thought this was very unique. I'd seen it before, but we'll talk about that. That is in Denise's wheelhouse. And then we've also got another divorce issue with, was it Justine Hartley, or Justin Hartley and Chrishell Stouse?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So they have some... you know, the headlines always read messy divorce, and it's like, isn't that most divorces?
Yeah, if it was that pleasant, why are they divorcing? But one thing I've learned from listening to many things I've learned listening to Radio Law Talk is if you're wealthy and live in Hollywood, you cannot have a quick, we're done with the divorce, shake hands and walk away. It has to be dragged out so those attorneys can get those billable hours, baby.
Well, wait a minute. Every publicist recommends to their clients that they issue this statement, we hope that you'll respect our privacy as we go through this very difficult time.
And of course,
and we remain committed to the health and well-being of our children.
Blah, blah, blah. That's just a red flag for the paparazzi to follow them around and snap pictures.
True.
Yeah. You know, and when you talk about those, look, the thing about legal cases is they're not always uplifting, L-Y-F-T. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of L-Y-F-T, they are in the news.
Are Uber
also.
Sure?
with some Uber interesting news. I went to baddadjokes.com, and I'm just trotting them out. Now, Fred's not here, and I'm going hog wild. So, Uber and Lyft had a ruling not go their way. We'll cover that coming up here. Tragedy in the sports world, or discussing a tragedy in the sports world. Tyler Skaggs, a pitcher for the...
And the Angels,
for the Los Angeles Angels.
Right.
I have an interesting tie now with the Los Angeles Angels, but a picture with the Angels who died while the Angels were on a road trip. They were in Texas getting ready to take on the Rangers, and a prosecution now is occurring against the individual that was responsible for supplying him with the...
And this has always raised a question with me. It seems like families press and press and press and press, and they've got to have some whipping boy on whom they can blame it, instead of saying, you know what? Unfortunately, our child was a drug abuser, and he made some terrible choices, and it cost him his life. Instead, they're going to say, listen, you hold somebody accountable, because the one who's really accountable at the end of the day for what they put in their body is deceased. It's a sad situation, I think. It's just my own opinion.
There is a twist to this one, though, that I believe, I understand why they're going after. We'll talk about it because of the nature of the drug that was taken.
Right.
So we've got that. We also have an interesting case about a woman who took on the Hollywood establishment some 70 years ago and won. That was an awesome story.
Yes, love
it. And we will talk about that, as well as back in the sports arena, St. Louis, still upset about the Cardinals or the Rams moving back to L.A., and that legal drama is playing out, as well as other cases involving Netflix and Hulu. But listen, Cal, do you have enough time to set it up for us?
Well, my question is, when will the city learn they're just not into you? They're done. They're gone.
Yes.
It's broken up. Get over it, right?
Well, you know, but the city did release a statement saying, we hope that you'll respect our privacy as we work through this divorce amicably.
In the best interest of our
fans. While we try to do what's in the best interest of the fans, please help us out. So when we come back, Cal, take us to break. When we come back, we'll do case or no case.
Okay, I have a great case or no case for you that centers around a horse trailer. When is a horse trailer not really a horse trailer? We'll talk about that when we come back on case or no case and much more on Radio Law Talk. We thank you for listening. I want to remind you that we are live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. That means you can stream us on our website when your radio station stops carrying us, and some stations do. So however you listen, we thank you. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. The original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we're going to get to case or no case, but I am informed from a very reliable source, the man behind the glass, Kyle Hunter, that we have a caller question.
Yep. David's on the telephone. Hello, David. Ask your question, if you would, please.
Oh, thanks. I was interested in the, if I understand right, a healthy school district creates good, strong property values around a region. You know, if you've got a AAA school district, your property values actually increase. So I'm worried that if people get, if the school district starts sending kids back early, whether the school districts are going to be buried in lawsuits, and then that's going to ruin their bond rating and cause property values to crash.
Thanks, David. We'll answer your question on the air. Appreciate the call. Todd, what do you think?
If I could hear myself. So what do I think first? And we didn't get to this in the first hour. We don't give legal advice here, so nothing that we say is construed to be legal advice. We will opine as to things, but if you have something specific to a legal issue you're dealing with, the only advice that we give is you should find a lawyer that you retain and who can represent your interests generally.
Yeah, but I think David's looking for a broad picture thought on big actions and their impact on a lot of people.
Right? Yeah, so I have a couple of thoughts about that. First, with regard to, I agree with you, I think generally speaking, that if you have a school district with a very high rating, that is going to increase property values, and people are looking for good places to send their kids. One of the things I think is interesting is my son just started school this last week, and he started school in his bedroom. On the computer, Zoom, and that's the way that they are running these classrooms, and you almost start to wonder if this is the beginning of essentially affording students the opportunity or the ability to do distance learning, which then may make the proximity of the school district not as important, since you could log into the instruction from a school district from anywhere. So we'll see if that happens. But let's assume that it stays status quo the way it is right now. I don't know that we're going to see too many lawsuits against school districts if school districts are opening up because of directives under state law that require schools to go. So I don't know that the school districts are going to be facing those lawsuits. And if they are facing the lawsuits, as long as they have been following state-mandated directives, I would have to believe that the school districts may have some sort of indemnity from the state saying, I was just doing what the state ordered us to do.
I was just following orders, but I know the teachers union has already made it clear to many teachers, if you get sick in the classroom, we've got you legally all the way to the top. You know, we're going to help you fight your battle. So what do you think about that, Denise?
Yeah, I think it's going to depend state by state and who's making the directive of, no school or they have to go to school. And I'm not sure that the districts themselves are going to get the brunt of that. We already know that federal court in New York has already upheld the federal travel ban that's going on. Not federal travel ban, but the state travel ban in New York.
And the quarantine.
Yeah, and the quarantine requirements. So we know that that's already been upheld. So we know that things are very different than they normally would be. But I do have to say something. California's law is very different than other states. And the brunt, if you will, of getting COVID and there being liability right now is on the workplace. It's absolutely on the workplace in California.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the teachers union has a good point. You get, if a teacher gets COVID while they are working, there's going to be some liability there.
And there's going to be a lot of stuff flying around the classroom, and I'm not talking about books.
getting back to the question about the impact on the district,
right.
Well, look, if every district in your state, let's take California, if every district is opening up, well, statistically, every district is going to have the same increase in potential potential COVID-19 cases because everybody has opened up. It's not like one district would be doing something rogue that makes that district look like it's got more liability, if that were concerned. Every district has to open up because it's the state law. That's one. The second thing is, and this is something that Fred's talked about and something that we're still wrestling with COVID-19 related cases, is typically Cal, if you come into my house and you walk up my steps and one of my steps is bad and you fall through that step and break your leg, it's pretty easy to point to the cause and effect. The bad staircase in Todd's house led to Cal breaking his leg. Cause, effect, but for the bad staircase, Cal would not have been hurt. With COVID-19, we know that COVID-19 can have adverse physical effects, adversely affect people. But the question is, where did you get it? Okay, if schools opened up, maybe it's more likely that you got it because you went to school, but we don't know because it's more difficult to find out where it occurred and how you got it. So
yeah, and I think that the caller, I think David really was trying to get at perhaps is, can a property, a tax-paying property owner in the district sue the district for either opening or closing?
That to recover the loss of property value.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's going to be something we're going to have to see. It's kind of a novel concept in a way.
I agree. It's interesting. And back to Todd's point, I just saw a piece, I think it was the L.A. Times. They were on with a bunch of swabs and swabbed everything. ATM machines, payment stations, doors going into public transportation. 19 out of 20 surfaces had COVID-19 on. 19 out of 20 surfaces, if I remember the story correctly, that they tested those specifically, likely, you know, nursing home doors, public transportation, buses and card readers and so on. So, I mean, it's apparently, the point is, how could you possibly establish where you got this? How can you prove it?
It would be very difficult. And to the point about lawsuits, remember this. There's really nothing you can do to prevent a lawsuit from being filed because people can sue you for just about anything. The question is whether that lawsuit has merit or whether the lawsuit will go very far. So I think that there may be an influx of lawsuits being filed. We don't know how viable they're going to be at this point. So, David, thank you very much for the call. We're going to head out to our bottom of the hour break. I can't believe we've already been doing this for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And then we'll come back to Case or No Case. Cal, take it away.
Speaking of possibly non-viable lawsuits, we'll talk about Case or No Case coming up after we take a break right here on Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. Stay tuned. There's much more coming right up right here.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dick.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
From police injuries to financial losses from looters, the aftermath from weeks of cross-country protest are crushing some cities. All told, the unruly demonstrations following the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery could make it one of the costliest displays of civil disorder in U.S. history. In many places, the financial fallout comes as cities and states are draining their coffers trying to fight COVID-19. The end result for these cities could put them millions of dollars in the red and struggling for years. In Minneapolis, costs related to the protest could hit over $500 million. In Portland, Oregon, nearly 80 nights of destruction have caused them $23 million and counting. And in Chicago, a city that's seen soaring crime rates and corruption at the highest levels, the damage done from the protest has high-end retailers crippled and mom-and-pop stores trying to eke out a living. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk. And Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk.
Hey, yes, there we go. Now I got the, Cal's giving me the finger. It's the index finger. It's the index finger, the you go. Okay. Now look, for the last half hour we've been talking about this and pumping up this, well, a case or no case that's supposed to be very informative and cutting edge. And so we're now going to get to it.
Yeah,
Cal.
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, I would just say it's
a case or no case. Yay!
I would say this. Now, case or no case, as I take you to Kankakee, Iowa.
Kankakee, Iowa?
Kankakee, Iowa. There's a man there by the name of Cedric Burroughs, known as Ced. Mr. Ced Burroughs bought a platinum-branded horse trailer. Ced rolled the trailer and his pickup as he was driving on the back roads on the way home. He said as he was going along, it began to wobble and whip back and forth and vibrate and eventually flipped over on its side, taking the pickup with him, seriously injuring the two head of bison Ced had just purchased. He was going to try them out as a possible cash crop, which is not unusual. He immediately called the trailer company, Premier, and said, you know, I had a problem with your trailer, and I'd either like a refund or I'd like some help getting it fixed, because, you know, it's a brand new trailer, just flipped. And they said, well said. Were you carrying horses at the time? Said, confessed, no, I was carrying bison. And they said there was no warranty or cause for a refund or anything like it because you bought a horse trailer and you were not using it for the intended purpose. Bison weigh a lot more and have a different weight distribution than horses do. Said, I'm calling my lawyer. That's right, Todd. Said, I'm calling my lawyer. And so I ask you, case or no case? What say you, my friend?
Well, I don't know. My friend, we both of us are your friends. Each other like, oh, is he talking to me?
No, Denise tried to avoid eye contact, and I thought I'll just roll it over to you, because she heard this as she started rolling her eyes. That's her way of avoiding eye contact with me.
So. All right, so not used for the intended purpose, I would have to assume, and again, this would be right in Fred's wheelhouse if he were here. I have to assume that is a common defense or a one that is first trotted out.
I think so.
In in any product liability lawsuit. Now, well, you didn't use it for its common use, the intended purpose. Okay. Well, here's the thing with that. I think that there's also on the manufacturer the responsibility to warrant against intended uses or foreseeable uses. I think that it is highly foreseeable that somebody will put an animal into a horse trailer that is not a horse, and there certainly is no prohibition on the product to prevent that from happening. It's not like, you know, they make it, and if you try to put anything in, something else comes out and says, cannot put this in horse trailer. And so I think that it's pretty foreseeable that somebody would use it for hauling animals other than horses. And because of that, I think that the manufacturer of the horse trailer would have liability or potential liability enough that it would warrant a lawsuit. And so I will say that this is a case that said... His name is Sed?
Yeah, Cedric, C-E-D.
Okay, it's not like Wright said Fred. You know, I'm too sexy for my horse. Too sexy. Okay, sorry.
It's just Denise a flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound.
You've never heard that song?
No, I've heard the song, but I didn't understand the segue.
Okay, well, it's because the guy who sang the song is Wright Sed Fred. So, Sed is the name. Okay, so, let's see. Case, and I'm going to say that the... horse trailer operator, the plaintiff, wins.
I think Cedric wins. Okay.
I think Cedric wins, even though he had bison and not horses in the horse trailer.
Ms. Dirks, what say you on case or no case versus Cedric versus Premier Horse Trailer Company?
I've been away so long that I feel like I'm a little disconnected and not really getting the idea here. It would be a breach of contract, a breach of warranty. They would, you know, have brought the suit that all they get back out of it would be the trailer value.
And the injury to the bison.
And
the bison were hurt. And he lost a pickup truck. And those are $40,000-$50,000. You get an F-250 hauling around a big trailer. I mean, it was easily $100,000 damages to him. Easily. You know, easily.
And that's just the compensatory damages.
Right. That's just what he actually lost. Right.
I'm Key-Rock, the unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Yeah, and who gets pain and suffering for bison, right?
Well, I don't know. He was driving the car. He was in the car when it rolled, right?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Cal's trying to sell it too much. No case.
All right, so I say case, plaintiff wins. Denise says no case.
All right, fine. Well,
you said plaintiff won?
Yes.
I thought you said the product manufacturer won.
No, he said the plaintiff won.
Oh, okay.
That because, you know, he was the guy, he had the best case. And, of course, Cal obviously did not have a good case. For those of you who say it was a case, that would be Todd, correct?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I did make the whole thing up. And that is case or no case because they actually sold as stock trailers, not horse trailers. So, you know, it was just me being silly.
But stock trailers, and so he's like... I put my whole portfolio on the trailer and it crashed. No, not stock
and
bonds.
And goat trailers. Next time, Hermione gets fired from teaching school, and she is upset. So we'll talk about that next hour on Case or No Case.
All right. All right. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, Case or No Case, as you have heard, is, you know, Cal tries to stump us or not, gives us a case. We have to guess if it is actually a case or not a case. But the reason we play is because, apparently, theoretically, the person to make it to 50 points first, and you get 1 point if you guess case, you get 1 point if you guess the winner, or you get 2 points if you guess no case, and it is no case. That's why Denise got 2 points.
Right.
The winner, the first to 50 points, is supposed to get a dinner.
Did you get your last dinner from my
guest? I have yet to get. Now, Fred did bring in donuts last week, and he may be going under the, hey, I provided you with something that you partook of. So there you go.
There's a case or no case right there.
Yes, yes.
Right now, it's too hot here for us to go and eat outside. Sorry. Nothing's open. You have to eat outside. And I don't want to go out and eat outside.
You know, that's a good point. Yeah.
So we'll have to table it.
Mind you, I did win quite a while ago, and there was a period of time where they were letting people go to restaurants before they
would mind you, you're never going to collect. You're never going to collect.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to win the next one, right? I win the next one. We go to dinner, and here's the deal. Well, each victory is a different course of the meal. So the salad was for your first victory.
Wait, we got the donuts. There's one.
No, I'm good for it.
I think we'll just make a steak trophy, a trophy that just looks has a steak, a piece of meat on it, you know, and we'll hand that out for the case or no case victor.
Like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And we just keep passing it around.
We'll call it the T-Bone Trophy.
That works for me. That works for me. So for those of you that, again, don't know or are recently logging in, Denise handles family law. I am a criminal defense attorney. Fred is a plaintiff's personal injury attorney. And the case that we have some cases coming up that are in Denise's wheelhouse in divorce. The first one, Brad and Angelina Jolie.
Right. They've been actually divorced for quite a while now. But ongoing issues of custody, visitation, and child support are still, you know, in the mix because they share 6 children together. So what has happened, this case reminded me of the Jams case, the arbitration case a while back, which was decided by the court and against the Jams arbitrators. And that basically that there is a repeat customer relationship. If there is a repeat customer relationship, the arbitrator has to disclose it. In Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's divorce, they wanted to keep it out of the public eye. So they hired a private judge. And Angelina now is trying to get that private judge removed because she says that he's a repeat customer for Brad Pitt's attorneys and that he did not disclose it. So the question is, do the arbitrators and do the private judges have the same duties as to disclose any potential conflicts or bias in the case? And this is kind of an interesting question.
So you had mentioned something here. To keep things out of the public eye, they handled their divorce proceedings and post-divorce, these proceedings now, by way of mutually hiring an independent, well, supposed to be an independent judge, but it's all private. And the reason that keeps it out of the public eye is, look, if somebody files for a divorce and they're in a public forum, well, anybody can go down to the clerk of the court, and if the file has not been sealed, they can have a look at what's in it, right?
That's right.
They can attend the court proceedings. But if you do it all private like this, you keep it out of the public eye. We'll pick this up when we come back. We're headed in for a break here. And when we come back, we'll pick things up with this story about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Remember, you're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can get every past episode we've ever done, clear back to the Stone Ages when, you know, volcanoes were still erupting, before dinosaurs were even oil. Yes, we have some very old episodes there. So stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in... Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, I always like a good drum roll when I come in.
Yep. We did get a call from an alert listener who said, you know, Cal, there is a difference between a horse trailer and a stock trailer. And I said, yes, horse trailers have dividers between them, and they do place the axles differently. But I said I could not find a lawsuit where someone actually filed against that. So he pointed out that all horse trailers are not stock trailers, and all stock trailers are not designed as horse trailers.
Isn't a stock trailer just a trailer that comes with no upgrades? It's like buying a car stock versus buying the car with all the upgrades. I'm kidding. That was a joke. It was a bad one. Don't call.
Darn good one.
So we were talking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and just to set this up again. They wanted to keep everything out of the public eye, so they do what a lot of celebrities and high-profile individuals do in cases, where they just hire a private judge. You hire a private judge, then all your filings and everything's not part of the public record, right?
So you're hiring two lawyers, and you're hiring a judge, and you're hiring a courtroom, and this has got to be crazy expensive, is it?
It might be, but you're also talking about people that have the ability to have personal art exhibits over in France and lawsuits about lighting and moving all over the place. Look, I think they've got the scratch.
They spend $1 million a week on socks, I understand.
Yes.
Well, that's a part of the point, is that it's a very lucrative job for the private judge.
So the way this works, though, if you're going to get the private judge, both parties have to stipulate, okay, this is the judge. This is who we're going to use. They agree to it. Now, I don't do this area of law. Denise does. But just at first blush, I would say that before I stipulate to a judge, I better have all of the relevant information. I think it would be a pretty important thing for me to know whether or not this private judge has had other dealings with the opposing party's attorney. Maybe have even been quasi-represented by the opposing party's attorney for purposes of conflict of interest, right?
Absolutely. That would be something that a judge would have to disclose in advance, and somebody would either have to waive the conflict or they would have to choose a different judge.
Exactly. And so in this case here, in the middle of the case still being ongoing with this private judge, apparently somehow information has come to light to Angelina Jolie's attorneys that there might have been some information that we didn't get before we agreed to this particular judge. And they've now filed paperwork to have this judge bounced because you should have turned this stuff over. Right.
Right. So what they're basically saying, Brad Pitt is represented by Ann Kiley. And Ann Kiley and this private judge have worked together a lot on a lot of different kinds of cases. And that it's Angelina Jolie's position that this private judge should have said that in advance and said, you know, look, I have 10 cases, not necessarily identify the cases that are being, privately litigated, but say, I have, 10 cases that I've done or I'm in the process with Brad Pitt's attorney. And that, by in and of itself, may disclose a bias.
Or cahoots. There could be in cahoots.
Well, it could be. That's kind of the impartiality
right.
portion of it.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily
Cal's favorite
mean...
Cal's word is cahoots. Mental note.
And in California, it doesn't matter if there's actual bias or not. If there's an appearance of a conflict or appearance of impartiality, then that private judge has to disqualify themselves.
The appearance of a possibility, but the private judge is probably saying, but I just got my jet and I need to make a payment. I mean, this is a big gig he's missing out on.
Right. And so apparently the reason that Angelina Jolie found out about the other cases, or at least one of the other cases, was because Brad Pitt's attorney actually fought in court to maintain that private judge over the objection of the other side in a different case.
Hmm.
And when that became public record, Angelina Jolie's attorneys discovered that, and they raised this question of whether or not there was an undisclosed conflict.
You know what that is, Denise? That's good lawyering. Somebody paying attention to what's going on in the subtext and the background of their client's case, in my opinion. I mean, that's just somebody keeping an eye out for their client, don't you think?
I do. And I do think that's the Jams case, or the arbitration AAA and Jams case that we dealt with. I think it was, last year?
Yeah, what was the issue in that? Because you mentioned that. What was the issue in the Jams case?
The issue in the Jams case was that these are hired arbitrators.
Yes.
And that certain attorneys will pick an arbitrator. And big companies like MGM and, those type of big, huge companies, they favor a certain arbiter that always decides in their favor.
Yeah, so like a company doctor.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. And that has to be disclosed, that it's called a repeat customer relationship, and it has to be disclosed by the arbitrator in that case but certainly by
now,
private
Denise,
judge.
Is that a rule or is that a law? I mean, is that this...
It's kind of both, because we have rules of professional responsibility for attorneys. We also have rules of judicial responsibility, and there are rules, but that's part of the law.
So if the judge breaks the rule, what happens?
That's the question now. The question that I think we have to address is, does that mean if he is found to have failed to disclose this very important information and thus is disqualified, does that mean what happens to all his decisions in this case? Do we go backwards on decisions? Does she get a new shot, you know, or piece of the pie, or does she get to try it all over again? That's kind of the question that I have, too.
And because these have been private proceedings, it's not like anybody's been able to go back and look at what the filings have been, what the rulings have been. And so that's sort of up to Jolie and Pitt and their attorneys to choose what they're going to disclose. Although, if Angelina Jolie has now made an official filing, which she has, to have the judge removed, we may get more information as this case progresses to see what filings have or have not gone their way. Typically, just in my experience, typically what causes the attorney to start to peel the onion and say, well, hold on a second here, what the heck is going on, is when maybe they have a series, one or more decisions that don't go their way that they thought, good heavens, this is like...
We had a slam dunk here.
Yeah,
right.
We should have won on this, and you ruled for the other party. Something's got to be going on here. Let's take a look. That can sometimes happen. We don't know if that's happened in this case, but we'll follow it to see if how this progresses and what happens. But that's not the only divorce case that we have, isn't that right?
Well, I think that's not the only divorce case. So I wanted to make one more point. It is an absolute taboo for a judge of any kind, private or public judge, to have a financial interest with one of the litigants or attorneys before them. That's an absolute taboo, and that's what the allegation is here, because all these cases are a repeat customer. They are financially invested with this law firm.
I think we should just break up this whole private court system nonsense. The courts are meant to be public. They're the people's business. I understand that people want privacy, but I'm just looking as an outsider. I think this smells, this whole private court thing. I think it's just, I mean, they can petition to seal the records at a public court.
Yeah, but it's very hard to do that.
I'll tell you, I understand. I'll tell you why I disagree for this reason. If I went through a divorce and we took care of it, you know, basically it was very amicable. We resolved most of everything. And so the amount of time that me and my ex-wife took of the court's time to handle our case was very minuscule. I mean, a judicial officer read the initial pleading, read the stipulation, said, okay, that's fine, and stamp. I don't know, maybe an hour, if that much. Right. I probably didn't spend a whole lot of time.
Right.
And then you figure out the amount of time it would take to have Pitt Jolie attorneys going to court with the media. Then the media files lawsuits saying, okay, we need to be able to have a camera in there. It just takes up so much time. And then you start to think, we already have an overcrowded caseload. How many cases of people like me and others are not being able to be heard because we just had to burn a day on two celebrities coming in? And so if this procedure will allow that circus to stay out of the court so that everything else can get done and work more efficiently, I understand it, but it does have hiccups.
If there is no public funds expended, then I'm wrong. But if there are public funds expended on these private courts in any way, the public has a right to know what's going on in there for their money.
And I don't believe there are public funds spent. This is all, hey, we'll pay for it if we can keep it private, and that's what happened.
Except for right now, there is a public fund being spent because she had to raise this issue into the court.
And that part's out in the public as it should be. So, okay. Fair enough, you guys.
We're through an hour, Cal.
Yeah, yay. Only two more to go.
Go ahead and take
stay
us
with
out.
Us.
Yeah, stay here, because as Denise told you, there's more Radio Law Talk coming up on your favorite radio station. Our streaming, I don't know what's wrong with our streaming. We're trying to get that figured out. But if you stay right there, we'll continue with the show. Don't go away.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com. a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.